Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app to listen to The Rewatcher, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, early and ad-free. Previously on The Rewatcher, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I need to finish the goddamn season right now.
Willow is literally being assaulted by a vampire, and Buffy just straight up, like, roundhouse kicks him in the teeth.
There are many great scenes in this episode, but none of them touch the clip of the kid that went, ew.
I can't stand Darla.
She goes, he's a good one. His blood is pure.
Cordelia is just being a true ass. But yeah. Willow's not scared of you, Cordelia. Mm-mm. She has overalls.
She has the power of denim.
Jesse, famps out.
Famp, famp, famp.
Jesse's like sort of dead.
My so body like... is your instrument.
And it was my sexual tension moment of the week because should we get you guys a robe? Scooby Squad activated.
They're like, we're actually going to have to kill Jesse.
Sorry.
I think you just need to say it with me. It's my favorite thing in the actual world.
That kid.
I love it.
That kid made such an impression on me.
I also forgot that I said something about the power of denim.
Yeah, she had overalls on and she was not taking any shit.
No, and your Darla impression was so good.
His blood is pure.
It's like so really annoying. Good. She's so annoying.
Oh, she's the worst.
But you know what? We're in it now. Like, it's happening. The Scooby Gang is happening. I feel like it's just we're on this like train and it's going and I'm so excited for it.
From Wondery, I'm Ash.
And I'm Elena.
And this is The Rewatcher, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
This is episode 3, Witch.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We made it to episode 3, everybody.
Witch, witch, she's a witch.
It is called... Witch. And that's what it's about. It's about witches. So
as soon as this episode opened, I was ready to party.
I love that they bring you right in, right away, to another realm of monster. Like, oh, they're yeah. Like, we're not just talking about vampires here. here it comes. And as we'll see, like this especially the first season, you get a variety pack of monsters of baddies.
I like that, because then you don't get sick of it. I think that was really smart of them to do.
It is, because then you appreciate the vampires when they come.
Right. Not that you would get sick of it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it's, well, and when you hear that they're living on a hellmouth for it's the first just episode. Vampires. You're not just going to have vampires launching out of there. You're going to have like a whole host of like things that come out of the bowel of a hellmouth. Mm-hmm. So I was glad to see witches as the first one that they went to. I was like, all right.
I like it.
I see you.
I like it a lot.
I see you. I feel you. I'm here. So this is called Witch, and it begins hilariously, in my opinion. The first scene that we see is Giles once again reprimanding Buffy, which he's often doing. It's a gentle reprimand.
Yeah.
He's never upset.
It's always that he just knows she's better.
Exactly. He knows that she can literally conquer the world.
And you know why I say that? Because you are Giles and I am Buffy. And this scene solidified that for me like none other.
It's pretty wild, because we realize right away that she wants to join the Sunnydale High cheerleading squad. Mm-hmm. She's dressed in the outfit. She's saying she's gonna, I almost said apply.
She's gonna apply to be a cheerleader.
She's gonna try out.
Hi, where do I apply for a cheerleading job?
You can tell I have a lot of experience with this. Tryout.
Yes.
She's gonna try out. What bothered me when I look back on it is she's trying out. She hasn't made the team. And she's dressed in the full uniform.
But you know what they say, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
For sure. And I totally subscribe to that. But where the hell did she get the uniform? She's not on the team. And she's a new girl. Like, where did that come from?
Maybe she's just, like, really fucking thrifty.
It's really, it's a lot. But you know what? It's fine. It's one of those little things that you're just like, that's funny. I'll move on, though. It's cool. It didn't take me out of it. But Giles is not having it. He's like, it's a cult. Like, get out, which he's not wrong.
When I tried out for cheerleading and you said it's a cult.
And I said it's a cult. And in fact, I'm going to play a clip right now, because this clip contains my quote of the week.
Ooh.
In it at the end. And also, we caught a little thing when I was trying to audio record this clip. I was trying to like rip it from the episode, and we were listening to it, and Ash had no idea that I was recording it, and she put in her feelings about it at the end, and I kept it in.
I added my 2 cents, if you will.
So here it is.
I told you I'm trying out for the cheerleading squad.
You have a sacred birthright, Buffy. You were chosen to destroy vampires, not to wave pom-poms at people. And as the Watcher, I forbid it.
And you'll be stopping me how?
What, I... By appealing to your common sense, if such a creature exists.
Relatable.
That relatable at the end was a very natural, organic moment that Ash had.
It truly was. I just love, like, can I relate to your common sense if you have any? I'm like, that was our relationship when I was just like an annoying teenager,
yeah,
and wouldn't listen to you at all.
And for sure. I know I have said some semblance or some kind, like, different variation of that sentence to
easily.
You. For sure. And
easily.
Actually, that is my quote of the week right off the bat. Is when he says, which he says, and you're going to stop me how? And he says, by appealing to your common sense, if such a creature exists.
That's a great quote.
It's beautiful. It's pretty harsh. It's pretty. It's really good.
It's got Capricorn energy for sure.
All over it.
Yeah.
Giles has to be a Capricorn.
I could also see him being a Taurus.
Can we look it up really quick?
Absolutely.
You know what? He's a Virgo. We just looked it up. And I almost said he's either a Capricorn or a Virgo.
Yeah, I definitely see. I definitely see Virgo, too. I didn't think of it in the moment, but yeah, that makes sense. He's very organized.
Yeah.
He's like a little controlling.
Controlling. We're all in it together, guys. Capricorns and Virgos. We're in this together.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's like, you know what? You can't be a cheerleader. But she's trying to tell him, I just want to feel normal. Like, this is the whole theme of this thing, is she's like, I just still want to be normal, even though I have this sacred birthright that is fighting mythical creatures that actually exist in real life.
Yeah, I get it.
No one can know about.
That's a lot on your plate as like a 16-year-old girl when you just want to wave some pom-poms in some people's faces.
Yeah, you just want to wave some pom-poms. You could hear the little pom-poms like waving throughout that whole thing. But we quickly cut to a different scene because obviously Giles is not going to convince Buffy not to try out for the cheerleading squad. So we cut to another scene where we just see this witch's den. and it's beautiful.
It is an aesthetic and a half up in there. We've got cottage core, we got cozy, we got a little dark, moody going on.
It is dark cottage core, is what it is.
Yes.
It's got dried flowers, they're hanging on the walls, there's candles, there's a cauldron bubbling. The viscous fluid in the cauldron was like a little much.
Yeah.
Don't love that we made it a green, goopy, bubbling thing. I was like, that little, I'm touching my nose right now. A little on the nose.
Yeah, a little too much.
Maybe a little on the nose.
Maybe we could put some, like, lavender in that pot and, like, some sage and have it be, like, burning.
And just change it up. Change the texture.
Yeah, like, never once have I done a spell that actually involves green bubbling liquid.
No, it's never just, once. It's just very, like, yeah, that's what witches do. So, but, like, I get it. But it's like, don't love that. Mm-mm. But again, we see that green bubbling thick liquid, and we see a hand, a witch's hand, we assume. She's doing she has like a little pendant, and she's holding it over the fluid. She's clearly in the middle of doing some kind of incantation or spell. The camera pans over to a Barbie doll, which is bound and dressed up like a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, uh-oh. And she rips it from the hook. So. Yep. Things are not going to go well for cheerleaders. We can already see this is going to be bad news bears.
It truly is.
But we are quickly at cheerleading tryouts, which is hilarious.
And there is a sign when we get to cheerleading tryouts that says 1996 cheerleading tryouts.
Yep.
And I just wrote down, whoa, because that's the year I was born. Because
Ash is like, I was entering the world.
I was like, up? I came on Buffy's cheerleading tryout day. OMG.
Yep, that's where we are, guys. That is where we are. Ash was living. In this scene.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Living. As soon as this started, she was like, oh.
Listen, I'll go on the record. I fucking loved cheer, okay? It's an embarrassing fact about me, but loved cheer.
You are who you are. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to convince you otherwise, like, child.
You did. Well, I only did one season.
But you were great.
That's so kind of you.
Well, you know what? In this scene, we also have... We have a great time watching Xander be a pig, a complete pig. And he's just walking through and he watches one of the girls who's like doing like a very intense stretch, like doing the splits. And he says, ooh, stretchy, which like, all right.
Like, I never want to hear a human referred to as stretchy.
Please keep walking, Alexander Harris. Please keep walking.
Close your jaw.
Just boop.
Zip it.
Don't show me that. But it also, again, bothers me that Buffy is still in full uniform. We even see Cordelia, and she is not in full uniform.
Oh, and I like her outfit fashion moment.
Yeah, there was good workout outfits here, and I was like, why are you wearing the full uniform?
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous, but at one point, I can't remember if it's in the very beginning or like another part of the cheer tryouts, but I'll just say it right now. Cordelia was wearing this outfit that was like very Converse meets Golden Goose.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It had the stars on it.
Yes, yep. It was like black and then it had white stars on it, and she had like a cute chunky headband. She looked a little bit like Jackie O in the moment.
She looked great.
Jackie O takes cheer tryouts.
I was going to say, yeah, there you go.
That was gorgeous.
A mashup for the ages. I would say.
I'm saying.
No, I agree. I think everybody looks great in the workout gear. There's another one, I think it's later, when she's wearing like a black workout outfit with like white piping on the on the edges, and it looks really great. But again, I think I understand that they put Buffy. I know I'm harping on this, but it annoys the shit out of me. I'm going to be honest. I know they put her in the outfit to be like, look, she's a cheerleader.
Right.
Like it's signaling to you right away when they first shot her on the screen that like she's a cheerleader. But you could have put her in workout gear and had her hold the pom-poms.
Or even just put her in a shirt that says cheer. You know how many fucking shirts I had that said cheer on them?
But literally just give her the pom-poms.
Yeah.
That signals to everybody, cheerleader. And it's like, I don't know if we should have put her in the outfit because it annoyed me a lot.
And that's why we shouldn't have done it.
So there's that. But whatever. She's there in the full uniform. And while she's going up to start the tryouts, Xander hands her something. And it's one of those like medical ID bracelets.
Yeah, it's not
like,
cute.
Like if you're allergic to penicillin, it will say penicillin with like the red cross on it. And he hands it to her and he's like, it's for good luck and it's a gift. And I was like, whoa, that's a lot. And she looks at it and the thing is inscribed, yours always.
And he says, it came that way. Really? They all said that.
They all said that.
It's Xander.
Like, Xander.
You can't do that right away, dude. That's, like, weird.
You are lying, and a restraining order is forthcoming, sir.
It's been filed at this
point. But it's going to be filed for sure. Now, there's that. So she's like, wow, that was really sweet of you. And poor Willow is, like, very upset about it. Like, you can see on her face, she's like, what the hell?
Right, because if you don't remember, she has a crush on Xander and has since they were, like, five.
Yes, and Xander just, like, does not understand it at all. He's like typical boy and it's just like, what? She likes me?
Later in the episode, we get a serious moment of that and it broke my heart.
It really does. It's really sad. But don't worry. Don't worry about them. So Amber Grove is trying out first. She is the stretchiest of them all. She's the one that was doing the splits that Xander said it was stretchy.
Truth.
Even Cordelia is jealous and threatened by Amber Grove. Which her name is Amber Grove, so
she's, I get it. She's that girl.
I'm right now, like retroactively, I am threatened by Amber Grove.
Oh, see, I'm not anymore.
Who isn't?
I'm like, no, me.
Who isn't?
No, get out of here, Amber.
In 1996, we would all have been threatened by Amber Grove.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we meet Amy, who is a new character. She comes up. She's like, ooh, like I'm nervous about this. She's trying out for cheerleading too. It looks like Willow kind of knows who she is. Like, you know, she quickly, like right off the bat, starts referencing weight loss. Like, it's just weight loss becomes such a fucking thing in this episode.
Aged like a human.
Like, when she walks up, Willow, who I said, like, clearly has known her for a while, says, "You lost a lot of weight." And she goes, "Had to."
Like, no.
What?
No. First of all, don't comment on other people's bodies unprovoked.
Can you imagine somebody walking up to you and you're like, you lost a lot of weight? Like, what? Yes. Why are you commenting on my body immediately?
I can, because there have been times in my life where I have lost weight and people have been like, oh my God, you look incredible. And I'm like, wow, did I just look like cow dung before? Like, Jesus.
And you know, like, people are usually trying to, it's some form of compliment, but
totally.
It's a strange thing to fixate on right away when you see someone is like, wow, you're the amount of body mass you have. Let's talk about it. Like, yeah, it's just very strange. So Amy is explaining, you know, she's talking to Buffy about cheerleading, and she says that she trains with her mom 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours at night.
What?
Whoa.
What?
And everybody's like, wow, like, that's crazy. And I love this quote by Buffy because she says, that much quality time with my mom would lead to some quality matricide.
Relatable.
And I was like, love that for you. But yeah, when you hear this, it's just so sad because you're like, wow, that's child abuse. And you that's really sad.
Very much tell, because Amy gets into it, that like her mom was a cheerleader and she was the cheerleader back in the day. So it's like she's very clearly living vicariously through her daughter.
Absolutely. It's very much stage mom vibes. Yes. Like, it's really sad. But this is all interrupted because, Amber Grove is smoking.
That girl is on fire. That girl is on fire.
Literally on fire. Like, literally bursts into flames. Her hands burst into flames. Yeah. The pom-poms are gone. Her hands are now ablaze.
Immediately, I started singing, when a fire starts to burn.
She's not lying. She literally did.
I did.
I was there. And it was very relevant, very appropriate. I appreciated it.
Thank you.
And in that moment, we get my first badass Buffy moment of the week, because she runs out of nowhere, tackles Amber to the ground while her hands are ablaze, and takes a banner and like stifles the flames, and then holds her and is like, you're gonna be okay. It's like,
right,
she's badass, and then she does that comforting, like, you're gonna be all right.
And something that you pointed out when we were watching this is that nobody ever, like, applauds Buffy for saving people. Like, she saved Amber in front of an entire gymnasium full of people, and everyone's just like,
and literally no one mentions it again.
Like, someone coughs.
Yeah.
Just like,
honestly, like, someone,
not even a slow clap, a tumbleweed just fucking goes by.
Someone's beeper goes off. Like, it's just, no one ever mentions it again.
It's wild.
If I, in my high school, first saw a girl's hands just light ablaze spontaneously, that would be talked about for a long time.
Truth.
We'd be talking about it. But if on top of that, the new girl in school came out of nowhere, tackled this girl to the ground and saved her while no adult in the room would do the same. Not one adult comes near her.
Mm-mm.
None of the teachers. No one does. I would be I'd be like, this girl is homecoming queen. She's prom queen. She's student body president. She is queen of our entire class for the rest of the time.
But it's even like the last episode when she literally saves everybody's life from like flesh-eating vampires. Yeah. And nobody's talking about it at school during cheerleading tryouts.
In fact, everybody's, I think Cordelia was just like, yeah, Buffy's weird. He like, she like knew them. And it's like,
she saved her life.
She keeps saving people in front of mass groups of people and no one cares.
Yeah.
It's so strange. But either way, this is when we shoot into the intro. So already, what the hell is going on?
So much.
What's happening? When we come out of the intro, which we, you gotta always watch the intro.
You
gotta watch
the
theme song. You gotta do it.
I vamp out.
You vamp out every, she does. Every time she just, boop, she's a vampire.
It's like I'm Darla. She comes back. All of a sudden. Yeah, I even get the outfit.
Darla.
Yeah.
I do it every time. Darla.
Can we put that on a shirt? How do you spell?
Gasp.
Darla. Oh,
there you go. Gasp, Darla.
Love.
Well, now they're speaking in the library because they're all like, oh, well, that was different.
Yeah.
That was something. And none of them can explain this. And Giles says, it doesn't seem to be vampires, which I'm like, astute observation, Giles. I'm like, yeah, probably not. No. That seems a little weird.
Giles is one of those people that works out something while he's speaking out loud a little
bit. For sure. Which I like can relate to that because that happens to me a lot. I have to speak it through out loud sometimes. And sometimes in the beginning,
it's a little hairy.
Can be a little hairy, but it usually works out and smooths itself out in the end. But yeah, he's like, so they're all out loud trying to be like, what is this? Spontaneous human combustion? What is it? Xander, as soon as he hears it's not vampires, he's not comforted at all because I think he has finally accepted vampires as a thing. But he's like, oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Like, don't love that. And I'm going to play a clip really quick because this shows Giles. I love him so much. He gets so excited about, like, the dark shit. Like, when he's talking about, like, the murders and he's like, that's great. And then he's like, not the murders, but, like,
right.
That you found that.
Like, yeah.
He just doesn't know how to, like, tamper down his, like, ooh, everything's weird and creepy and I love it.
It's you.
And I relate so hard. So here it is.
So we have no idea what caused this. That's a comfort.
But that's the thrill of living on the Hellmouth. There's a veritable cornucopia of fiends and devils and ghouls to engage. Pardon me for finding the glass half full.
Like, I feel that way on a regular basis.
Yeah, you've had that conversation before.
I think John can relate to being everybody just staring at Giles in that moment because he is on a regular basis just staring at me while I'm like, everything is creepy and spooky and awesome. Like, he just, it's so funny. I get it. But at this moment, they just need to figure out the details on Amber now because they're like, what is Amber connected to? Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows. So Willow is just ready to do what Willow does, just hack into that net.
She gets so excited to hack.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm going to hack into the net. Like, they jump up and are like, let's go. Because Buffy gets up and is like, all right, I'm going to go find out the details on Amber. And at the Scooby game, they assemble.
Oh, yeah.
Willow's going to hack into the net. Xander's like, I'm going to ask around. We're right behind you. And Buffy, like, first is like, no.
Because she's used to working solo, right?
Yeah. So I think she's at her old schools. She didn't have friends that knew about this and would help her. So I think she's just like, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know. And she tells them that they don't need to. She's like, no, you don't need to do this. And they do the, like, they're like puppies.
They are.
But we're your friends and we're the Slayerettes. Like, you're the Slayer.
It's so cute.
And Xander has this classic line that I just remember we used to quote this line constantly. Like, me and my friends said this line a billion times. It's just one that as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, nostalgia bomb. It's one from Xander, and here it is.
Just don't like putting you guys in danger.
Oh, I laugh in the face of danger. Then I hide until it goes away.
It's similar to the, like, you're my Xander-shaped friend.
Yeah.
Like, that was always one we used to say, like, you're my Lindsay-shaped friend. It was, it's just those that, like, made its way into that our vernacular constantly.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The next scene is that we are at Buffy's home with Joyce, her mom. There's boxes everywhere. She's like ripping open boxes. Basically, Joyce runs an art gallery. That's what she does. She's like collecting all this inventory for some kind of tribal art display, she says. And Buffy is trying to say, like, I went to tryouts today. Just trying to like talk to her.
Yeah.
Joyce is very, very distracted. And she's trying to pay attention somewhat, but not really.
She's not doing a great job.
Yeah, and Buffy's really trying to get in there and kind of give her a little bit of mom-daughter time, but she's just not taking it. Which I'm like, Joyce, you're going to regret that.
I know, it's true.
You're going to regret
that. This episode definitely has an underlying theme of, like, moms.
Yeah, for sure. And the different kind of relationships that they have with their daughters, for
definitely.
Sure. And Joyce is kind of throwing out those platitudes, like, you got to get back on that horse, you know, like, all that kind of stuff. And she even says, she's like, you have a platitude for every occasion. Like, you don't say anything worth anything. You just give me these random little cliches. And at one point, she just goes, Mom, what was I trying out for? Which I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And like her, I was like, that's sad. And Joyce can't answer. She doesn't know.
Because she was way too in her own world.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? This is the gallery's first major show since we, you know, I'm sorry I'm distracted. I swear I'll get better.
But what that says to Buffy is, my shit is more important than yours.
Exactly. And it's like, you can't take just 1 second and be like, let's sit down, tell me about tryouts.
And you should.
Just give me a little like recap of the day.
Yeah, because I do like Joyce so far, but she ticked me off this episode.
And you will. What I like about Joyce and what they did with Joyce is that they made her like a real mom.
Yeah, she's flawed.
Like
everybody
a real
is.
Human. Like it's, she's great, but she doesn't know how to handle Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really hard. And they have this really like loving relationship, but it's strained and there's these issues because Buffy's hiding things from her but doesn't want to be. Joyce doesn't understand that it's for her own good. So it's just this like really a layered relationship that you find out, but you end up, Joyce is wonderful.
Yeah, like, I like her a lot so
far. She'll be great. But yeah, so that happens. She tells her it was cheerleading tryouts and Joyce is like, you know what? That's great. It's going to keep you out of trouble. Which annoys Buffy because it's never about great. It's something you like,
mm-hmm.
and I hope you follow your passions. That's awesome that you're going to do something that makes you happy. It's great. That'll keep you from fucking up. And it's
right.
Like, that's not what everything is. Like, we don't need to constantly harp back to, I was in trouble once.
Exactly.
Because, again, she doesn't know why she was in trouble. She was saving the world.
Right.
So it's
but as far
really
as Joyce goes, she's just burning down gyms.
She's just blowing up gyms and getting kicked out of school.
But a little palate cleanser fashion moment right here.
There it is.
Buffy's outfit when she is talking to her mom is the cutest outfit on the planet. She has, you only see like a glimpse of them, and I wish we got to see a bit more, but she's got these white patterned tights on that
are
super cute.
Yep.
And then she has this really light blue dress, which is my favorite color, and her hair is in one of those headbands that I did buy at Target the other day. today because of Buffy Summers.
She's wearing it right now.
Wearing it right now. It's the claw headband that gives you the volume in the front.
Of course.
So cute.
It's see, we're our Buffy is already inspiring Ash in many ways.
I knew it was going to happen. In fact, she wears purple jeans later in the episode, and I literally almost just bought a pair of purple jeans.
I love how mean girls that was of you.
I know.
Katie Heron wore camo pants and flip-flops, so I bought camo pants and flip-flops.
Army pants.
Excuse me. I mean,
it's the
camo.
Same thing. Well,
I was going to say, it's like, different.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And that was a sister moment.
Well, in this, the scene ends like kind of sadly, because she tells her about Amy and she's like, yeah, her mom, like, you know, trains with her for hours a day, like kind of hinting at her, like, maybe you and I could do a little bit of like bonding. Something. And her mom doesn't even look at her, like literally is looking at the inventory and just goes, sounds like her mom doesn't have a lot to do.
And she's, I was like, Joyce,
like, shots fired. That's oof.
Yeah, Joyce is having a DAY.
She's having a DAY, which everyone's allowed to, but like, my girl.
Yeah, put it aside.
My girl. Like, you get, that's bad to say. So the next day, tryouts again, because remember, yesterday, someone's hands lit on fire spontaneously, so they had to cut it short.
Truth.
Cut it short. Love that they just started it right up the next day. They were like, the show must go on.
On brand for cheerleading. Yeah, like, that would still happen, I feel.
The show must go on.
Also, I don't know if it's like this in every high school. I mean, it's like that in Sunnydale. At my high school, cheerleading tryouts were dragged out for a full week.
It seems like that is like the norm.
Yeah.
It's in every movie, every TV show, and it's apparently in real life.
I can say this because, like, I was a cheerleader. They make it feel so much more important than it needs to. It's like, why do we have to spend a week trying out for this?
You don't need to drag it out for that long.
Like, softball is like 2 days and they're like, yeah, you're on the team, you suck, but we'll put you on JV. Like, let's go.
You either suck or you don't. That's the end of it. You either, we can work with you or we can't. Boom.
Bye.
You know. You come on, you know.
Yeah.
But they're doing the group tryouts today. And Amy, remember, she's the one whose mom is she was a cheerleader, a star cheerleader. She has a lot to live up to. She falls during a cartwheel and she knocks into Cordelia and knocks her down.
Big mistake.
As soon as it happened, my breath hitched.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like,
and you know what happens.
I know how what everything that happens. And I was still very nervous for Amy. I was like, you have a big storm coming.
Honey, you got a big storm coming.
I felt it. And that's bad. Cordelia's not happy. She's like, you saw that was her, right? Like, freaking out. And this is when we get the story afterwards about her mom. She's got a trophy in the trophy case. She was called, what was she called? She was called
Catherine the Great.
That's what it was.
And Buffy says, Catherine Madison, get down with your bad self.
Catherine Madison, get down with your bad self.
I love Buffy so much.
I do too.
And she explains that her mom and dad were homecoming king and queen, like, you know, the quarterback, the cheerleader. It's, and Buffy's like,
this time,
this is adorable. Like, wow, look at that. And she's like, yeah, my dad left my mom with nothing, though. And he's a loser. And he just, like, left her for somebody, some other lady. Mm-hmm. So, like, it wasn't that romantic. And she's like, wow, okay, like, that got less romantic.
Right.
But she says that her mom put herself in through cosmetology school. And she's like, she gave me a really good life. She's like gushing about her mom.
Yeah, it gets to be a lot. Like, I was like, I think you guys might be a little too close.
Yeah, like, what's happening here?
Like, you need a couple more friends in your life.
And she ends this whole thing. She put herself through school. She gave me everything she could. She was this amazing mom. She never gained a single pound.
Again, aged like a human, because why the bleep does that matter?
Like, what is what?
How is that pertinent to this conversation?
One, I say, what? Two, I say,
false.
She did. Like, this is no, I gained a pound by the end of the day. Like,
everybody does.
Step on that scale. You gain, you pee it out probably, but you gain a pound at least.
At the end of the day, I'm more than I was in the beginning of the day.
They get, like, very focused around food in this, like, and it's doing it in a way that is supposed to sound unhealthy, this relationship that is being shown with, like, her mom and food, and that, like, she wouldn't let her eat but broth.
She'd lock the fridge.
She'd lock the fridge, which is, like, full-blown abuse. And it's, like, and they show it in a way that's, like, wow, that's, like, that's scary.
Messed up.
But they focus on it so hard. And I know it's not being, like, glamorized. They're not being, like, that's great that she was like that, but it's still like very jarring to hear.
It is, yeah.
Because it's straight up child abuse. And when you hear it as like an adult or like someone older, you're just like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, because Willow gets into it later when she talks to Buffy about like yeah. Amy, because she's like, yeah, like we used to hang out and like she would come over to my house and eat a plate of brownies because yeah. she couldn't at her house.
Which is like, and when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, that's funny. And then right. when you get older, you're like, oh my God, that's like horrific. Someone save this girl. Yeah. I'm so worried for her.
Right.
You can see that Amy just desperately wants to please her mother. She wants to be who she was.
Yep.
And Buffy's like, you don't have to do that. Like, it's fine. And she flips. Amy's like, I choked. I have to be the best. Like, she freaks out. She's not happy.
She's like twitching.
Yeah, it's not good. So we see Amy now in the locker room. She's getting dressed and she hears something. And we hear that like string music that's like something's around the corner.
I also feel like whenever like something's about to happen with a vampire, you get like a drip.
Oh, yes. Some kind of drip of water or something, because you can see the faucets dripping.
Yeah. And I thought we were going to get a vampire.
Thought we were going to get someone vamping out.
Or a witch.
But instead, Cordelia. We got Cordelia, which is
just as scary.
Maybe more. So I would argue more.
She's like the godfather in this scene.
She's real scary. And I'm going to play this clip of what she says to her, because it is so outrageous and so terrifying all at the same time. So true. Here's Cordelia scaring the actual pants off of Amy.
I have a dream. It's me on the cheerleading squad, adored by every varsity male as far as the eye can see. We have to achieve our dreams, Amy. Otherwise, we wither and die.
Look, I'm sorry about...
Shh. If your supreme klutziness out there today takes me out of the running, you're gonna be so very beyond sorry. Have a nice day.
That's full on Godfather energy.
It is. Yeah, it really absolutely. Is. Absolutely.
And what's funny is when she walks away, she tries to slam a locker to make it, but she slams the locker and it just bounces right back. Like yeah. it doesn't even slam. I was like, oof. Should have reshot that. But it kind of made me laugh.
Well, I think it was also just to like poke fun at Cordelia and be like, wow, look how extra she is.
Like she was real terrifying. And then it was like, boop. Like
you're so yeah. goofy.
Like that was not good. Now we see Xander and Willow talking and he is obsessing over Buffy again.
It is so much.
Yeah, it's a lot. And at one point he says it like she's talking about something totally different, like Amber, like. We got to figure out what's going on with Amber and her connection and everything. And Xander just goes, was she wearing it? And she's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, he's like, the ID bracelet, was she wearing it? It's like, we're going out, right? And she literally responds how everybody should, which is, yeah, except for the kissing and hugging and her knowing about it part.
Yeah, like we're like, not going out with Buffy, Xander.
You sound wild, my guy.
My whole thing is, too, like, if you want to go on a date with Buffy, cool down the creep factor, numero yeah. uno. But number two, say, hey, you want to go to the Bronze together? Like,
exactly.
On Friday? Or like, hey, you want to grab a juice? Like,
yeah.
Ask her out. Don't just like give her weird gifts.
That's the thing, because that ID bracelet was a lot, my man. I'm not into it.
This actually just unlocked a core memory in my brain. I ended up dating this boy. But in high school, this boy that I liked at the time was kind of doing the Xander, but like I liked him. I think he just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And one day he just walked into social studies class and he dropped a stuffed dog on my desk. And didn't say anything about it and just gave it to me. And I was like, what is this?
That's like kind of a power move.
But then he took it away because I think my reaction made him feel like he shouldn't have given it
to
me.
Oh, man.
But because I was like, what? Like, you don't, what? It was so weird. It was so bizarre. Strange. But then we ended up dating for like 2 weeks.
How bizarre.
I know.
How bizarre. I love that.
Yeah, core memory unlocked.
There you go. Well, Xander's not toning it down anytime soon.
He's not.
He's really running full force through this creep swamp that he has created. And he's talking to Willow about it. He's like, you know, how should I ask? Should I ask her out? Blah, blah, blah. And then he tells Willow, you know, I just love you, Willow. You're like a guy. Which, don't do that.
It hurts so bad. Because no matter what,
Willow's like, nope. Like, don't want to hear that. Thank you so much. And it's also like, Xander, come on. You have to have some kind of thought that common she sense. Maybe likes you a little bit. I don't know. It's just like, come on, dude.
No, because the only thing I will give Xander is that he definitely doesn't know that Willow likes him, because he can't even realize that, like, Buffy's not into it.
No, it's true. It's very true. It's typical.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a bit bumbling.
There's a lot of guys don't recognize when a girl likes them or someone likes them.
Especially not in high school.
No, definitely not. Now, they were walking towards, like, the list of the cheerleaders that made it from the auditions, and Xander like plows through everybody to go look, which again, like,
weird.
Take it down a notch. Cordelia made it, and she tells Amy, "You're lucky I made it."
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which, okay, Cordelia.
Which Amy is lucky, though. I don't want to know what Cordelia is capable of if she didn't make it.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. Or maybe we do. I don't know. But Buffy ends up being first alternate, and Amy is third alternate.
That's
a hard hit.
You always remember who gets alternate. I still remember.
And yeah, that's horrible.
Because everybody was so upset about it.
Yeah, that's
a big thing.
That's very much a cheerleading, like, culture thing.
It's also just, like, fake.
It's fake, yeah. And Xander doesn't know what that means and thinks it's great. He's like, "You're on the team. You're first alternate." And like, what is that?
"You're the first one."
And he's like, "Yeah." Like, he's like, "I'm going to go ask Buffy out now. She's first alternate. She's on the team. It's great." And Willow's like, "Dude, they didn't make it. That's what that means." And as he's going through there, he comes out and he goes, "One of those girls hit me really hard. They should test for steroids."
That part was really funny.
And Amy just like sulks off. She's really upset. And this is when we go back to the witch's den, mm-hmm. which it gives you a little bit of a hint of what's happening here, because you see Amy storm off and then we're back at the witch's den. You're like, connected, I feel.
Also, don't watch it with closed captioning.
Yeah, don't do that.
It'll ruin it for you.
It definitely will.
Tells you who exactly is saying what.
And yeah.
It's a spoil.
Yeah, you're right. It gives you a big spoiler, because it'll just be like, bloop, this is who that is.
And I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, well, there that is.
But it throws you off a little bit.
Yeah, because we just hear a voice. We hear a voice talking. You can't completely understand who that voice is. You wouldn't be able to place it right away.
No.
If the closed captioning didn't tell you exactly who was talking.
Truth.
And who is talking is the witch. What we find out is Amy is the witch. And it's again, that den is a cool place. I'm into it. That cottage, I should say, the den. Like that cave.
It's like an attic, I think.
It's pretty cool. And what she's doing is she's putting a blindfold on a cheerleader doll. Again, into the green bubbling cauldron. She's doing a spell. And the Barbie is clearly Cordelia. And she says, "Feed on her.
Cordelia, feed on her."
Which like,
what?
Whoa.
Who?
Like, whomst
among us is going to feed off of Cordelia?
Yeah, it's just a very strange thing to say, like, feed on her. Who?
I don't know.
What?
The bubbling green juice.
Apparently. So Joyce, we see, is trying to tell Buffy now that she's sorry the cheerleading thing didn't work out. She's trying to mom. She's trying to be like, I'm sorry now.
And I think she's trying to make up for...
She is.
She realizes that she did wrong.
Exactly. And she tries to, like, kind of bond with her and be like, well, I was on the yearbook staff, and, like, maybe you should try that. And Buffy says, no, like, that's not what I want to do. And she's like, no, you should try it. And she's like, that's not me. I don't want to do it. I wanted to do cheerleading.
Yeah.
And she's like, just because you did it doesn't mean that I should do it. Like, I should do my own things, and you should just appreciate that about me. And Joyce throws the whole, like, what you like got you kicked out of school and we had to move thing. She throws it in her face again.
Not fair. She continuously does
that. Well, that's the thing. It's like, Joyce, I get it. Once in a while, you got to say it. Like, when she's getting out of line, you got to be like, okay, pump the brakes there, girlfriend. You got kicked out of school and we had to move.
Right.
I get that. But when she's just being like, hey, I don't want to be on yearbook. I wanted to do this and I'm kind of bummed that I'm not on it. You don't need to throw it there.
You can't bring the past into every argument.
You can't. You really can't.
It's not healthy.
It's not.
Move on. Aren't the tapes telling you that? Love Ash. She's like, the tapes tell me I have to say no. I'm like, the tapes should tell you to cool it.
Yeah.
With the past bombs.
Seriously, are the tapes saying anything about, like, guilting and throwing, like, past mistakes in your daughter's face constantly? I feel like they would be like, don't do that.
Let us know, Joyce.
Let us know. What are those tapes?
Love you, Joyce.
So Xander is still worried that Buffy, you know, just doesn't notice him, which, like, I'm sorry to say, Xander, she does not. She's got other things.
She's got all of the things.
She has a sacred birthright to fight the vampires and save the world.
She also just moved into a freaking hellmouth.
Yeah.
That's, like, overwhelming.
Just give her, Give her a second.
And step away, son.
Step away.
Angel is on the scene.
He is. We're in, don't. He looks great. He looks great.
I know.
But not yet. But first we get this quick little thing of Xander just being creepy again, but also being hilarious. And I'll play a quick clip of it just because it's like, you need to hear him say it. But it's him talking about how, you know, he's got to stop messing around and he's got to ask her out. He's got to do it. And this is what he says.
Nah, I gotta be a man and ask her out. You know, I gotta stop giving her ID bracelets, settling new windows, taking Polaroids outside of her bedroom window late at night. That last part is a joke. It's really detention because here she comes.
Really, really helpful clarification
there. Yeah, definitely. I like, because you can see Willow's face change from like, haha, to like, what?
Because he's so creepy at this point that I'm like, are you doing that?
He's really going hard at it. So even when he says that last point is a joke, I'm like, is it?
Yeah, or did you just, is that your subconscious?
Or did you just know that you spelled that out and you shouldn't?
Willow should have been like, they call that a Freudian slip, brother.
Yeah, I'm saying it. I've already filed a police report, my friend.
Several.
But he does try to ask her out, but she is distracted because Cordelia is just kind of wandering around dazed. And Buffy's like,
what's going on there?
And she's like, is that even Cordelia's locker? Because she tries to open a locker and then just like walks away, bumps into people. She's like gazing out into nowhere. So Buffy's just like, sorry, Xander, bye. Which, yeah. Again, stop trying to ask her out when she's like busy. Doing her business.
She's working.
Okay? She's working. She's always work. Always be closing.
She's a working girl.
She is a working gal. She's not 9 to 5. She's 24/7.
Honestly.
This girl.
Yeah.
365. Now, so Cordelia kind of like wanders out to her driver's lesson, which is like in the middle of the day. Ours were not.
I didn't have mine at school.
I didn't take them at school. Maybe that's why. But like ours were not in the middle of the day when I took them. But maybe they are somewhere else. And she tells him, the instructor, she's like, I don't want to drive. Because she's clearly out of it.
Yeah.
And I think like, you know.
He probably should have listened to that.
The instructor should have kind of respected that. Because she looks glazed over. Like, why are you putting her in the driver's seat?
She essentially looks a little stoned.
She does. Something's going on. And also like, if she doesn't want to drive, then obviously, like,
she's in a space
that is not great to drive. But apparently, according to him, she flunked driver's ed twice. So he's like, you gotta get in here.
Girl.
So she gets in, but again, we see that we are seeing through her eyes, and everything's blurry. She's not seeing. The car is going everywhere. She's driving super erratically, knocking over cones, like, freaking out. And she ends up plowing through a fence onto the roadway and stops in the middle of the road. She gets out of the car. Everybody's getting out of the car like, what the hell just happened? And she almost gets hit by a truck before Buffy, once again, for the second time in the episode, saves someone's life, jumps out of nowhere, saves her ass. And she looks down and Cordelia's eyes are completely white. And she's like, going, I can't see. What's going on? I can't see.
What's happening? I can't see anything.
She's been blinded. And again, this never gets mentioned that Buffy literally ran out of nowhere and saved Cordelia, even though Cordelia has been a grade A ass to her since day one.
True.
Like, no one mentions it again.
No, I don't understand it.
I don't understand
Will
it
they
all.
Ever?
Will they ever?
Is that my ask to watch her this week? It's not, but like, it can double as one of them.
Your wooden stake stab is, they will give her recognition at some point.
I don't even know if it is my wooden stake stab, because at this point I'm doubting it.
Who knows? Who knows? Me. I know.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Mm-hmm.
we're back at the library because now they're like, well, we've got another one. We had hands set ablaze, and now another cheerleader has been blinded out of nowhere.
So we know what's up.
Giles is immediately like, witchcraft. Like, he knows. He's like, yes. And I love it because he's like, blinding enemies in witchcraft is like classic witches. Like, he knew it right away. And I'm going to play another clip because Willow, this is my second quote of the week. I couldn't decide between them.
Okay.
Because they are kind of wondering, like, why would somebody do this? Why Cordelia? What's going on?
This is a good quote.
And this is Willow. She's killing it. Since last episode when she told her, deliver, and she hit delete and just erased her entire thing, she's killing it with the, like, subtle Cordelia jabs.
She
here.
Is.
Why should someone want to harm Cordelia?
Maybe because they met her. Did I say that?
I just love that Willow is always in a place of, did I say that?
She's amazing. Or she's just like, I need to sit down. And they're like, you are sitting down. And she's like, okay.
Good
like,
for
she's
me.
Just always like, yep, I don't know what's happening outside of my brain.
Yep.
I also love, I didn't include it in the clip, but afterwards, Giles just says, and setting Amber ablaze? And literally just as, setting Amber ablaze?
What about that?
What about that? And they realize they're both cheerleaders. And he's like, so it must be someone who hates cheerleaders. And they all are like, or it's somebody who likes cheerleading too much and is trying to eliminate cheerleaders who are their competition.
And in unison, everyone goes, Amy.
And Xander at this point goes, so we all believe it's Amy. Like, we're all locked in on that.
You're like, yes, thank you for keeping up, Xander.
Yeah, because we know that she's desperate for her mom to approve of her and she wants validation.
Sad.
Seems like it's Amy.
Don't
and also,
blind people about it, though.
If you were watching the closed captioning, then you already know. It's Amy.
Amy.
So there was that. So Giles says, let's make sure she's a witch. Let's not run to any conclusions here. And they jump on the net.
And they call it the net.
The net. And they see if Amy took out any books of witchcraft out of the library.
And this is my sexual tension moment of the week.
Because also, cool that they had witchcraft books in the school library.
Oh, we had
that's
like,
metal.
We had not like witchcraft, but like books about witches.
Yeah, like books about witches. But these were like cool,
like spell books.
Like actual. I was like, whoa, that's a cool library. But what Ash is referring to is they find out that two of them were taken out by Alexander Harris, who is
Xander.
And they were like, it's because you like to look at the nude pagan art, huh?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
Xander loves a witch boob.
Loves a witch boob.
Yeah.
And Giles is like, you guys are dumb. I've already looked up how to do this. Like, shut up. And he says, get some of her hair, a little quicksilver, some aqua fortis. And Asha said immediately, what's that? And Willow answered her immediately and said, well, that's just nitric acid and mercury.
And I said, thanks, girl.
And she said, thanks, girl. And then he said, heat ingredient and apply to witch.
Which is my quote of the week.
Heat ingredients and apply to witch.
I don't know why I find that so funny. I just do.
Because it's like heat ingredient and apply to witch.
Like apply to the human that you think might be a witch.
I love how just like stereo instructions it is.
Apply.
And it says, if a spell has been cast in the previous 48 hours, then the witch's skin will turn blue when mm-hmm. you put this on it. And he says, oh, and we'll need some Eye of Newt.
Of course.
Of course.
Duh.
Now, they get the Eye of Newt from dissecting frogs in biology class. Buffy gets the hair from Amy's brush out of her backpack.
And then, so conveniently placed.
So conveniently placed. And so full of hair.
Yes. So, yeah. Clean so your brush, dude. That's disgusting.
And Buffy accidentally, quote unquote, spills it on her. Boom. Turns blue.
Instantly.
As this happened, another student's mouth just disappears. Just gone. She just all of a sudden is going, and she can't say anything. It's gone. It's just skin.
It's really good makeup, actually,
yeah,
in my
she's
opinion.
She's just, whoop. You're right. It's great makeup because it made me feel like I couldn't breathe.
Me too. Yeah, that's, yeah. That's how I felt. It was good. I was like, whoop.
I was like, ooh, I don't like it. So they're like, you know what? Amy looked freaked out in that moment. So they were like maybe like she was either freaked out because she was caught, or Xander thinks she looks freaked out like she didn't do it.
Right.
Like she was as freaked out as we were that happened.
The girl, right.
But Buffy says, no way, it turned blue. And then she says, she's our Sabrina. Which
and
I was
Elena
like
swooned.
Girl.
A crossover.
Girl, the crossover we all want and need.
Okay, do they ever do a crossover episode?
No, I wish.
That would have been so awesome.
That would have been everything.
I feel like I grew up in the age of like crossover episodes. It happened a lot on like Nickelodeon shows.
Oh, yeah. But they want to talk to Amy's mom because they're like, we got to figure out what's going on here. Obviously, Amy's involved. She's a witch. She cast a spell in the last 48 hours. We know that. So we see that Amy's going home. She has this awesome house. So spooky.
I love her house.
There's like a demon devil on the gate outside. It's just like so goth so amazing.
How long until you get one?
Oh, probably tomorrow. Like, I'm going to get that gate.
You're going to talk to John about it tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to get a gate where like a gate does not belong and just put it somewhere.
Who cares?
Because it was a cool gate. But she walks into her house and her mother is sitting down watching TV. And she looks at her and Amy says to her mother, another productive day in front of the TV, which is like, oh, well, I thought you guys were like best friends and training together. And then she tells her, I have a history report, write it, and then throws the bag at her. So immediately you're like, what the fuck is going on here? And she says I should be on that cheerleading team by now. And then she talks about how like Buffy and her friends are walking around stealing my hair. So she knows what's going on.
Very Scooby-Doo, if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Yeah, but exactly. And her mother looks terrified of her, like terrified.
And her mom is also holding a plate of chocolates that she's been eating. So you're like, I'm so confused right now because I thought you only ate broth.
Like, this is counter to what everybody is saying right now. And all of a sudden, she's like, I'll take care of it. And she reveals that she is holding the ID bracelet that Xander gave to Buffy. So she's going to do a spell.
On Buffy.
Not good. We see Buffy wake up the next morning. She literally breaks her alarm clock into tiny pieces when she hits it.
She does.
We've all been there. And she's singing Macho Man.
Macho, macho man. I want to be a macho man. Macho. Oh, hey, juice.
Like, so confusing at first.
Bouncing down to the kitchen so happy. Singing Macho Man.
Like, literally bouncing.
She's like, I'm on the squad. Because, like, a cheerleader was blinded and another one was like had skin grow over her mouth. Like, I'm on the squad, woo! And she's acting weird. Even her mom is like, you okay? Like, what's going on? She's like downing orange juice as her mom makes it. She's like stuffing her face, like rambling to her mom. At one point she's like, well, I'm the vampire slayer, so. And you're like, what the
you're like, what is happening? You just told your mama.
And her mom complete which shows where Joyce's head is at, because she just ignores it.
You're like, good, like, Joyce.
Like, didn't even catch
your
that.
Daughter appears to be shit-faced and you're just sending her off to school.
Like, just have fun, honey. And we see her back at school now because she just bounced out of there, like literally bounced out of there and pointed at her mom, double gunned it and went, macho, macho man,
shit-faced.
As she went out. Like, I'd keep her home.
I would be like, what drugs did you partake in?
I'd keep her home and we would do like a scared straight program. Like, you can't, whatever you have partaken in, you need to not partake anymore.
No more partooking.
Especially before school in the morning. What is going on? So she's in the gym at school and she's in the middle of cheerleading practice, acting a fool.
Truly acting a fool. This is there's no superlative for this, but it is my favorite scene in the entire episode.
It's so funny. Sarah Michelle Gellar,
she deserves an Oscar for this performance.
She's comedy gold in this. It's amazing. And when Xander and Willow walk into the gym, she's already stepped on several of the other cheerleaders' feet.
She's getting the captain fall.
Oh, yeah. She's getting yelled at by them. She's acting great. She's like, turn the music up. Like, she's clearly, like, drunk.
Yes.
And so Willow and Xander walk in, and she just looks over while she's being yelled at for, like, knocking six of them over. She just says,
Willow! Xander! My buds are here! I love my buds! Hi! Hi!
I'm not sure if you have the same one or not, but this is my that Slade moment.
Oh, yeah.
I have been saying for days, my buds! I love my buds!
And then at the end of that, she realizes that everybody's just staring at her, and she just strikes a pose and looks very serious. It's so comedy. It's so good.
And it's also where we get that little sequence in the title sequence of her Adidas shoe, like, stomping down.
Yep, and it's funny that it's this scene of her acting absolutely outrageous. It's amazing. And Xander is like, what the hell is wrong with Buffy? And Willow's like, yeah, something's wrong here.
Oh, and she also falls onto Xander. I think it's at the end when she goes, hi.
Yeah, she's...
And for a moment, he's like, oh my dang.
Oh, yeah. Because first she launches her captain into a wall.
She does do that.
It's like, whoops. Like, she just throws her into a wall. And they're like, you're off the team. So she's off the team now. She completely gets kicked out. And now... Amy's on the team because she's the third alternate, and we have knocked out Cordelia, we've knocked out Mouth Girl, and we've knocked out Buffy. So mm-hmm. now it's Amy. Wonder how that happened. Amy's like, oh, me? Couldn't be.
Who? Little old me?
Who did it? But Buffy, as she's being carried out of the gym, she goes, her? No, no, no. You don't want her. She's a wit. And then they just drag her out of there.
No, no, no. You don't want her. She's a wit.
It's like, no, 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 no.
She's so great in this scene.
She's great.
This scene has been my favorite scene in the entire series so far.
It makes you laugh out loud.
It does.
But Willow and Xander drag her out. And that's when she's being like super wacky, falls onto Xander. Yeah. And is like, you're my Xander-shaped friend.
Yep.
And then she tells him, you know what? I just love you. And Xander's like, let her finish. Because Willow's like, I don't know what's going on.
She's like, I think you're under the influence.
And she says, I just love you because you're just like one of the girls. And Willow is so validated and Willow's so like, pleased. Because it's like, yeah, I'm one of the guys. You're one of the girls to Buffy. How does it feel? That? How did that feel to hear?
Full circle.
She starts passing out. So they bring her to Giles. And he says a hospital is not going to be able to help because she is under a vengeance spell.
Which is scary.
A vengeance spell. And he says it hits like a quart of alcohol and then eradicates the immune system. So they're like, holy shit. And he says the other girls, this witch is just trying to get off the team. But Buffy, she's trying to kill her. Like, this is attempted murder right here. And he says that they only have about 3 hours to reverse the spell. And he says, don't worry. I've been researching because he's Giles and he's on it.
He's been on the net.
And he says, we can reverse the spells, all the spells. Everybody, Cordelia, everybody. And he says, we just have to get her spell book or we have to cut off her head. And Xander is immediately like, show of hands. Because
he wants to cut Amy's head off.
He is pissed because they only have 3 hours right now. Like, she's actively dying. And Xander is like, we got to get her. We got to get her right now. And Buffy's still trying to be like, Amy is just being manipulated by her mom. Like, still trying to be like, this isn't her fault. She's traumatized. Like, this is trauma that she's trying to kill me. And Xander says, I don't care why. I just care that you go on breathing.
Which was... so cute.
It was like a real moment.
Like, you do have like a quick thing where you're like, okay, you're not such a creep.
No, I think it's all an act.
And it is. It really totally is.
Like, he's got such a smushy little soul under there. And it's really one of those things he's like, I just care about you being okay.
Yeah. He's also a teenage boy who like doesn't know how to express
exactly.
his emotions.
We love Xander. We love
cutie
him.
Cutie butt.
Now, Buffy and Giles go to Amy's and Xander and Willow are going to stay and watch Amy to make sure that she's not going back home. Giles' car. We see for the first time.
Love.
Amazing.
Love.
Like a vintage, very Giles car.
Yeah, it's very
British. I don't know
British.
How to explain it, very but it's British. Very British. Now, the mom, again, is eating on the couch. She has like a whole plate of brownies.
Yeah.
And she's eating brownies.
She loves brownies.
Now, she answers the door when they ring the doorbell, and she's like, you have to leave. And then she goes, I'm not allowed. You'll have to come back later. Which you're like, you're not allowed?
And immediately, I was like,
You're like, Giles gets... really stern here. You can ask Ash. I rewound it.
She rewound it. And you know what? Giles earned my most valuable slayer.
Hell yeah.
Of the week.
Hell yeah, he did. The sternness with which he comes forward.
Yeah, that's why he won it.
Loved it.
He at one point tells Amy's mom to shut up.
Yeah, he's like, shut up. And I rewound it a few times. I don't know what that says about me. We don't need to psychoanalyze it, but it happened, okay? It happened, okay? So Buffy notices that she's eating the brownies, and she's like us. She's like, that is inconsistent with what we know about her. And she says that she's afraid of Amy. And she says, ever since, she's like, this is the mom talking. She goes, I'm afraid of Amy. And she says, ever since her dad left, I can't control her. And Buffy looks at her and goes, Amy, are you Amy?
Mm-hmm.
And she's terrified. And then she's like, she must have switched your body because she wanted to relive her glory days, which is like, what the fuck?
That's right, everybody. This whole time, Amy has been Amy's mom in Amy's body.
Wanting to relive high school.
So messed up and weird.
Because
and
not she's even, classic peaked in high school.
And not even like high school. It's literally she just wants to be on the cheer squad. Yeah. Like she just wants to cheer for all eternity.
Relive those glory days. And Amy, who is in her mom's body right now, says she said I was wasting my youth. So she took it. Like, which, oof.
That how is dare like, you say what I'm doing with my youth?
Chili Willies is what I got.
You know what you do with your youth? Whatever the hell you want.
Whatever you want with your youth.
Within the bounds of safety.
Exactly. Just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And she tells them she didn't know about her powers at first. She said, I heard my parents fight a lot and he would call her a witch. But she's like, I thought he was just calling her a witch. And then she said she didn't want to, her dad to leave. She wanted to go with him, but her mother wouldn't even let them speak.
So sad.
So that story we heard about the you know, homecoming queen, king and queen, and then he just up and left. He's a loser. That wasn't the case.
That was Amy's mom.
Yeah, and she wanted to go with him. She wanted to live with her dad, but she wouldn't even let her. It's really sad.
It is.
Buffy's actively dying, by the way. Still very, very actively dying in the active stages of death.
Postscript. Buffy, active
death. Yeah. They break into that, like, cool witch den area, and they find all the Barbies, all the shit connected to this. Giles tells them they have to find the books to reverse it, and who finds it? Giles does.
And a cat.
And a cat along with it, because cats. A black cat,
of course.
Buffy, still actively dying. So yep. We go back to the school. There's a game. Amy is cheerleading at it. Amy, mom Amy.
She's not even that good.
She's not great. And she's living, though. She's so happy. Giles removed his tweed jacket in this moment because he has to do this spell. So we're going to watch Giles do a spell and he's going to remove his tweed jacket to reveal a sweet sweater vest underneath
it. Is it hot in here or is it just Elena?
It might just be me.
Is it just Elena full on schwitzing?
Do we have to say it fashion in for me?
I love that that is your only fashion moment of the week.
Because I was like, love it. I loved the sweater vest underneath.
Hot.
And it like rolls up the sleeves.
You love a dark academia fashion
love
moment.
A dark academia.
I would go as far as saying that might be your aesthetic.
I would say that's my aesthetic. I love it.
I think that's great.
I'll own that. Well, they perform the counterspell in the science lab. Amy and fake Amy start feeling it. Like, fake Amy. Like she's feeling it while she's cheerleading. You can see it. She's starting to like stumble and she falls out of the, like, is that a pyramid?
Yep.
Yep. She falls off of that. And then
sort of.
Like a half a pyramid.
It's just like a lift.
A triangle.
Yeah.
That's all it
is. She's just a flyer, which yeah. doesn't make sense because she's way too tall to be a flyer.
You heard it here first. Okay. Breaking news. She's too tall to be a flyer.
Just saying.
But she just falls and everybody's like, what the hell? And then she just mean mugs everybody.
She does.
And she mean mugs everybody into oblivion and then just runs out.
Honestly, perfect description of those events.
It's true. She runs into Willow, who tries to distract her from getting into the science lab. Xander sneaks up and she strangles him with magic and then punches Willow in the face.
She does do that.
It's so
she
intense.
Does strangle a man with magic and assault a young woman. You are correct.
It's so intense.
We're not laughing at the violence. No. We're just laughing at the outlandishness of it all.
The fact that it happened that way. I was like, whoa, Amy's mom. Like, that's that crazy.
You wrote that he strangled. She strangled him with magic.
She blinded him with science and she strangled him with magic.
She's doing the most.
The most. I just wrote down, and I feel like I have to say it, Giles doing witchcraft is hot. That's what I wrote.
I think you might have already said that.
I literally wrote it in words.
Though. I see.
So there's that. He's still going. Amy uses a fire axe. She, yeah. like, rips it out of the glass case.
She, like, punches the glass.
Yeah, and she hears Johnny's it through the door into the biology lab.
Sure does. Here's Amy's mom.
Yep, here's Amy's mom and Amy's body. And she enters with the axe and tries to murder Buffy. Straight up murder Buffy.
Yeah.
But Giles gets the spell to work just in time. And Mama attacks, because now Mama's in Mama's body now. Mm-hmm. So we have switched. And Mama attacks. She throws Giles with magic, rude. She uses magic to take the axe out of Buffy's hands. And then she tells Amy she's worthless and always has been. And she says, I'm going to put you where you can't make trouble again.
What?
You're a mean mom.
I would even venture to say more.
You're mean.
Like, that is an not abusive nice. Abusive POS.
It was like very, it's like hard jarring. To watch a little bit because you're like, oh my God, you're her mom.
Yeah. Like, I know you're a paid hell? Actress, but like, damn.
But you're supposed to be her mom. Okay. But Buffy stands up behind her and says, guess what? I feel better.
And guess what? We're walking into our badass Buffy moment hell of yeah. the week.
Because she launches her across the room. She fights back with magic and starts casting this like intense spell that she's like conjuring out of the air. And as she launches that spell her way to Buffy, Buffy does like a roundhouse kick and kicks down a mirror from the ceiling and it sends it right back at her.
Reverse, reverse.
There you go. She implodes. Amy is free. She's happy.
Yay.
Like, which is good. I'm like, don't mourn her.
Don't.
And she didn't. She not even for a second.
Some people we just don't.
Some people you just don't. And that mama, we don't.
You just let them pass.
She was mean. So Xander appears out of nowhere, like busts in there. Remember, Xander had been strangled with magic.
Don't forget.
And just grabs Amy when he sees her and says, cut her head off. Willow runs in with a softball bat and says, where is she?
They are the Slayerettes.
They are the Slayerettes. They're there when you need them. And of course, they're like, that, yeah, that's her. It's like they're like, we'll explain it later. Everything's fine.
Buffy and Giles are like, no, stop.
Yeah. We find out that Amy is now living with her dad, who Yay. Is not a loser. And she tells Buffy that he just wants to hang out with her all the time. And she's like, oh my God. Like, you know, he just wants to hang out with me all the time. And Buffy goes, you're loving it. And she goes, every single minute. And I guess he said like he has all this guilt about letting her mom take her from him. And I was like, I'm so glad you're with your dad, Amy.
I know, me too. He's like, he's a kind soul. I
don't
feel
think
it.
We ever see her again, but like, I wish her well. I'm so happy that she's living with her dad now. Of course, Cordelia has to be a dick, but Amy says something about not being on the cheerleading squad
anymore.
Yeah,
she's just bullying her.
I think it's about her falling out of that like stupid half pyramid or something.
She's like, that wasn't me, it was my mom.
She walks by her and says it, and Amy just says, I know I'll miss the intellectual thrill of spelling out words with my arms.
I feel judged.
And we find out that Amy's mom is stuck in the cheerleading trophy. That is her.
Yeah.
She's just stuck in
and
there.
And you see her eyes move around.
Yeah, it's really...
It's a lot.
It's a lot of CGI happening.
So
and
much.
It's really great. That's how it ends with that trophy, like the close-up on it. And you see the eyes.
And that leads me... Can I do my wooden stake stab now?
You can, of course.
My wooden stake stab, which you kind of maybe just imploded a couple sentences ago... I don't think that that's the last we're going to see of Amy's mom.
Who knows?
You. I just feel like she's going to come back, maybe not this season, but I think in a future season, just because of that, the way they ended it.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand that.
I don't feel that way so much anymore, but...
Well, remember I said I don't think we ever see her again.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I didn't put a definite stamp on that.
Yeah, you're right. And then should I do my Ask the Watcher?
Ask away.
All right, Watcher.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So if Xander and Xander and Willow know that Buffy is the Slayer,
yeah,
why can't Joyce know? Wouldn't that make Buffy's life a lot easier?
Sure would.
Why can't she know?
Can she?
I'm asking you.
Maybe she
You're
can.
Supposed to come up with a craftier
Maybe
answer.
Maybe she can.
Okay.
Maybe because so far we haven't heard that she can't know. It's just that Buffy is not, she's choosing not to tell her.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we're seeing this relationship being a little crumbly right now. Being a little not tight. We gotta tighten it up.
Okay.
And then maybe she'll feel like she can tell her.
That was a much better answer. Thank you.
You're welcome. And my big bad for the week is definitely Amy's mom, of course.
Same.
But I had to give a really large honorable mention to Cordelia because, my God, I was with Willow on that one. Have they met her?
You're right.
Have you met her?
You're right.
Yeah, she's the worst. And my most valuable slayer is
Giles
doing witchcraft.
Mine is just Giles.
Yeah.
The whole episode, to be honest.
Yeah.
But specifically when he tells Amy's mom to shut up.
Yeah, that was great.
I love that.
Valuable is what it was. And that is episode 3, The Witch.
And next episode, we will be covering Teacher's Pet.
Ooh, it's a good one, guys.
I'm excited for that one. The pet thing, I'm like, huh.
Yeah, this one's intriguing.
I feel like it's not going to be like an actual teacher's pet. I'm already wooden stake stabbing it.
Ooh.
But I feel like it's going to be like not a cute pet.
Not a cute pet.
Or not a human.
That's a safe thing to bet.
Yeah.
Pet.
Well, if the apocalypse comes...
Beat me.
The Rewatcher, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is hosted and executive produced by us, Ash Kelly and Elena Urquhart. Our associate producer is Avery Siegel. Chris Kirk is our post-producer. Music supervisor is Scott Velasquez. And our original theme song was written and performed by Nerf Herder. For Wondery, Emily Feld is our senior producer. Executive producers are Dave Easton, Stephanie Jens, and Marsha Louie.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.